doctor, and my doctor said yeah, surrendered it and feel important. My doctor said his chair, what is it called? Table? Yes, she was seated there, not in the front room where all the natives, what are they called? Hindus? Mm-hmm. The women? Mm-hmm. The patients? Mm-hmm. Mm, she did not like that. The doctor said, and one by one comes in, the doctor says, and then she listens, and she maybe learns from that. I do what she does, but she doesn't want any more strain and stress, you know, what I want to say. Everything. Comfort and everything, little pussycat. We call her pussycat. I tell her her name on her face. We told her, you have, and don't like to say it, but would you believe there was a time, it was second accident time, I think, but and she was in Medabad, and Vishnu Master was no more, she had died or something. So we felt bad for her, bad for me, sorry. So we asked her, if you come to Mehrazad, once you come here, also be a woman, then you like to be a woman and all that. So when she's here, then I just said, would you like to do something for Baba? And imagine, because we have no time to leave her, we're doing Baba's room, this rushing, and what she's doing, going around. So, would you like to do something for Baba? Yes, what is that to do? And this onions, fried onions. Fried onions, yes. Sort of, without heart, without love, you can see. Everything. In the end, she made so much something, I'm not in the kitchen, but Naja got so hard, Maya said, Baba, you don't go to the kitchen, I'll do things myself. This thing I don't like to do, this thing I, what happens, I do what? The rice, maybe I won't be able to see if it's soft enough, Baba may not like my kind of cookie rice or this. Make some kind of excuse, some things will happen in the kitchen that I can't tell because I don't want to say things that I don't know. But it's Baba's time. And cooking for Baba, and Baba could eat. Even then, she didn't want to do things for Baba. So Mani Naja was very disappointed. We thought that she'd be all like this, oh, lovely for Baba to cook. Yes, yes, make a little chutney. What will Baba like? You feel like that way, with love. Nothing like that. So what to do? Then the end, little bit gradually, we stopped her coming. It wasn't, she just comes here and a little bit less or not, I don't know what she should do. And then the table, she just eats and all that, but no more she like. So then we stayed there. And now she cooks for herself. It's okay cooking for herself and making little sweets for herself. That she likes. But other people, she would have loved to do Baba's thing, but we were very surprised. Very surprised.
You know, on one of those trips when Baba went to the West in the early days, he was thinking to take a girl. First he asked Katie, and her mother said no. And then he asked this Indu, and she was prepared to go with Baba to America or England or something, early times. But then she broke her leg and she couldn't go. But Baba had said,
broke her leg.
Yeah, something she got hurt.
Indu. Mm-hmm. No, Indu was married, how she can go?
Well, maybe.
By the time that she was not married that time.
Yeah. Like you said, Baba took so much care and then these people didn't respond.
Did not appreciate anything of that. I don't know, was it other Brahmins, you know what happened with these, what do you call them? Untouchables are called Harijans. Yes. Who, you know, they may have not very clean habits or whatever habit means, they scratch here or they don't bathe, whatever. We like them. We like them because they don't have that pride in them that we are high class. And they learn what they tell you. They're eager to learn what you tell them to do. No, we have used those kind of services. They're very nice people. But these Hindus, Marathas and Maharashtrians, and they have that little bit of pride. Mm-hmm. We are Maharashtrians, we are Hindus, next to the Brahmins. You know. That this thing is in them, what they were feeling.
I know.
And they're a bit like that. Yeah. Yeah, but we use them because, we occupy, what do you call it?
Employ
them. And they're very nice because they know Baba and love Baba and they've been long time with Baba and all that, you know, that. Never mind. But I would say they're all right. But on the whole speaking, they're a bit like that. Yeah. The Harijans are good workers. Because they learn, they want to learn from you. You weren't like this, then they want to please and all that. This, because they're Baba, they love Baba, they're doing it for Baba, that's why they do everything very nice. They work all the time, very hard, very fine. They're all the ones we have in Mokolo. This Jai, she's been cooking since more than 20 years. When the kitchen was there with the Mandali, she was a cook separate from Mandali and all that. And then our kitchen separate, because it had to be. Because Harry Kenmore, Francis, and Baba's food and our food. Four kinds of different foods you prepare in that kitchen so small. Mm-hmm. And Naja with maids, two maids. But Hindu maids, what would they know how we want it? Our kind of cooking is different. So all the time, no, cut the onions so fine, no, big. There's something burning on the fire. there was the other one, oh no, the chutney masala, that masala, oh yes, and then Nadia's going, there's a great strain on Nadia. So she did it, but a great strain, and then she had to prepare Harry's food, so then beef was to come from, below, so then mutton, this and that, money, and Nadia had to prepare everything very beautifully. Harry came had a great taste for good food and all that, so Nadia had to do that, and also Francis Babson on certain diet and this and that, and also whatever. And a long story. What I want to say is that we worked. This was everybody was lucky to do our things, and when they didn't want to think, they were so disappointed. But not just that. This was very interesting. You know, Husina, when the second Asim time, when we were in Guru Prasad, 60, 61 in those days at Guru Prasad, and Vishnu was there. So Vishnu was with Baba, not with us or Husina. They said, come, we go together. And all that. So there's a big porch, and then from the porch you can see the gate, far away the gate. So Baba to give her occupation also, to serve also, and be occupied. So Baba said, you be the gatekeeper, you just see that nobody comes in the gate. If somebody comes in the gate, let the men here around the corner, and they know that somebody's coming, then they'll be prepared to go and talk to that person. No, don't come or come, whatever. What happened? She would be seated for some time like this. The first year she... Then the second year, I don't know what happened. She had her back to the gate of the bee and reading away a storybook. At last, Mani said, what is this, sir? You're here to listen to their comments. This is what, how she's doing Baba's duties. Hey, Baba,
hey, Baba.
I have no idea
her father,
what a fine person was. Peter Maya was so talkative. What did I see? There's complaining also. Nice thing, that's a, whatever. She just talked and talked. And this person just not at all. No, answer her. Answer her means no, nothing to say. Why should you want to argue and say this and that? All right. Whatever you say, go on say. He was very quiet. He didn't want to be bothered with all this that. Nothing was done. Calm. And he was not making money, yet he was content. Wonderful Pilama. She had very hard. What did she do? When she came to see Baba, she did a sari for us. I said, but why? You leave it for your daughter? And no, right? She had very big heart. No, no money, but very big heart.
Afterwards, called Katie also.
Katie has come here. She's in this house. I saw her come.
Because
they want to go there. So now that is well, he came. Slings is the bungalow was called. And lovely, very big bungalow. Everybody fitted in, you know, about 25, 30 of us, with Norina and so on, and Nadine, Ranu, Kitty, and Rain below, and Margaret, everybody was there. But I want to say, Baba, at that time, because we were staying there a long time, and it was very convenient, everything, big compound, and garage, and all the stables, and this. It was very, very nice, everything, much of it. So, Baba gave Rain wire hair and gave the name Gracie and all that. And puppy, and so Rain realized to pet for him to get occupied. And she was doing stitching for everybody, but in the meantime, she ended up animals and Baba gave that. But Ranu and Margaret had two little lovely Labradors. And they got distemper. And you ask me for sign. What sign? We were in the house cooking. So I had to cook Baba's tea. So I had upstairs very nice house with dressing room. I made into a kitchen and all that. Just cooking on the stove and all. It was very clean, nice, everything. I kept the place clean. But we could, when we came out, out in our bedroom on the terrace, we could hear this dog. What sound were we wailing? That you have no idea. I said, Ma, what is the dog going, man? What is the nice thing? Do you need to walk? You must ask now, Rana, what happened then? I don't know, but I only know that sound was awful, the dogs made. They were wailing in the daytime, taking them for walk, they would walk. And then, I don't want it. It was awful, but they got all right, I think so. But what the treatment was, I don't know, but this is distemper. First 3 years, it is danger, but this puppy is still there, 3 years old. After 3 years, they don't get distemper. That's all. Otherwise, then you have to give them rabies injection. That's what we have to give our dogs sometimes, once a year. But when it is, that we do, because here the village dogs are all, you know, which dog what comes and bites and what will happen, we don't know, so we keep things ready. So keeping dogs on this is a bit, what do you say, quite easy.
I think every 6 months you give
them
a booster
shot. Yeah.
His name was...
Because she went around and tried to tell them about Baba. They laughed it out and told them easy. And the same people now, what do you call it, regretting. They go, oh, Pinamma, I told us that time you didn't come to Baba. How much we've lost the time. And even Rhoda Dubash. Pinamma came to my house and look how I treated her. And now see, I am myself a Baba lover. How would I have loved to be with Baba that time also, and all that. There are many others. All these many Parsis, you know, Pinamma's own children. Others are like Rhoda's, Rhoda's mother and daughter, we call her. You know, Rhoda's husband, Adi, such a fine person he is. He broke his arm. Then Rhoda was crying over about it because the mad doctor in Karachi, in Pakistan, he threw away the bone. He could set the bone. The poor man can't do this now, can't do that, hand is there. So Rhoda felt very interesting about it. She was very sad and weeping. So husband said, what? We want to give our lives to Baba and just one arm, you can't give it to Baba? Then Rhoda told him, yes, that means this is our test and we must love Baba even though a broken arm or whatever. Then she loved Baba, but she felt so much for her husband like this. And so husband told her, he himself is in pain and arm now is permanently like this now. You can't use it much. Like that, all the time like that. So he said, but if you want to give our lives to Baba here, we say, oh, we are Baba, oh, we die for you, and he wants one arm, and we can't give him just one arm even. Why weeping on this? My arm, never mind. It's so brave for him to say that. And they have loved Baba since a long time, and then when this happened, you feel a bit like this, like what Baba has done, you know, you feel like that. Mind is very tricky, and yet he loves Baba so dearly. They wanted to come for my birthday, but I don't know if they can make it. This minister, what is his name? President?
Yeah.
He is lenient about people coming to India now. Otherwise, it was so strict. For a whole year, that to, what do you call it? For the passage? To come here, visa, yes. So they would be, not harassed, what is it called? Given trouble? No, go to the office. No, you go there. Oh, one whole day, these two sisters would come. We went in the sun, and we got born in the sun, and my sister, what do you call it? His back was black in the sun. She told us, now there's enough of going on. She said, never mind, that neck, I want to go to Baba, Mehrabad, Mehrazad, like that. You know? They love Baba so much, they can't come, but now they can. So they are coming on for my birthday.
What are their names again?
Gulu and Korshish.
Sure.
Yes. And then the driver sisters also, they're very nice.
We should go.
Had a swan of food, please, Baba. And then when she was given mango, you know. And she looked so funny, all the mango, yeah. And she has to obey Baba. It was such fun, she loved, and Baba has to have fun with that. And then, Baba, no, eat fast, mango. Just be, and yeah, see, it was fun with my talking about it, not so. But Baba is to, that is, especially be a tease to certain people. Rhoda, every day, this night. She liked to eat with Baba, but she was inside to my mother, like, Baba, tell me, eat fast, I can't eat fast. Didn't Bob its tail?
No. It had a kind of long tail.
Yeah, it's a fluffy tail, and it's nice to keep the tail. But otherwise, when they bob, they look smart, you know? both are puppies. Mehrwan was here, Dr. Mishri. Mehrwan Mishri?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the little wife.
I hope they're not females, you know. Huh? It's not nice to have female dogs around. They'll be giving every year, you know what to do. Every 6 months, that is not. Why not?
Fish.
If you're eating fish, then it's coming. Yeah,
we gave her all the bite.
So we had this Siamese cat, Guru Prasad, loved Baba, and Baba loved it. So when fried fish of Baba used to come in the afternoon, Baba was told to take high protein after the second accident. So before Baba could eat, the cat came along and said, meow, 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 Baba. And Baba picking up a nice big piece to give it to us. And Baba, what will be? Then we get a plate on the ground, and the rug, you know, we get bad. Smelly. I was all right, quickly. And Baba, every day. So what we didn't know, as soon as Baba was in the mandali, and when he came to eat, the 11. At that time, the bell will ring. Electric bell. And Baba's coming. Women's quarters, we enjoy, no? So what we did is, I don't know, Mary was in the middle of my, we took the cat with me, she was running with the cat with me, and where the far away, the passage far away was the bathroom, there we tied outside, not inside the passageway, there was something to tie, and a collar and tied the cat. It was so sweet, that cat, it was a Siamese cat.
Okay.
So it splashed, sat there like a dog, it did not pull anything, so waited and waited, and then the Baba came in, Baba ate, you know. Baba said, Baba must have known everything. But then after Baba finished eating, Baba said, bring her, where is she? Bring her. So then Meru will be a free, make a free, what do you call it?
Yeah.
Take the leash off, untie her, and so what she would do? She would run. Meru would walk in the front and she would follow Meru very slowly to the dining room and then she would go up to Baba. And then Baba would give her the fish and the plate and the napkin where there's no carpet. You know, on the edge there was no carpet there. We put it off in the pantry and she ate her food there. She made her behave, you know. As soon as the bell rang, we rushed for the cat and tie her up, you know, not to bother Baba. Let Baba eat first.
What about in Marathon? You also had a cat.
Marathon, we had a cat, you know, when we first came, when new here, there were many rats. And the rats, and so we didn't have dogs. So then cats were okay, and we didn't have so many birds also. Not so many gardens, so much garden or anything, I don't know. I remember, it was not so like that. It was quite nice, I mean, not many birds and this and that. So we sent for cats from Padri. Where to send from? Padri had cats, all right. Then there was ginger cat, lovely one. A male cat, you know, we call them Bagao. Meow, 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 we call Bagao. And Baba liked it, so my Baba was busy on my bed, you know, to eat all of them. But Baba would play with the cat on my bed also, but I didn't mind at that time. Now I won't have the cat on my bed, Baba. I feel, what would you call it? Aversion to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hair, silky hair, and feet on the ground, then rubs on a counterpane, you know, on the bedspread. Somehow I don't like it. That time I didn't mind because Baba was
in this room.
No, in the same house, but this house was not newly built. Old people got, because old Mehrazad means there was only one big room, and in a small little room there was our bedroom, a tiny room there was Margaret's room, and so tiny there were only two beds, like one bed here, one bed here, and there was space to walk, that narrow room it was built, and who built it anyway. And so in the beginning we didn't have Nata, but then later on, after a month or so, Baba called Nata, who by the time money and one of the maids, and they were cooking, and Baba ate all the food that we ate. So it was all easy. Baba had his seat, you know. What do you call the seat?
Gadi.
Like the one you made up, but there's a heavy one, elaborate one. This was just very simple. It's especially made. A blank like this, very Baba can even sit it like that. And a cushion at the back. Jai Baba, Jai Ma. Jai Baba. Nice to see you. Long time. This is long time. I haven't forgotten. Anyway. Baba's Jema, that's very important, you see, Baba. Baba liked cleanliness. Put it on the tree or something, the white thing gets dirty. The white shirt. Yeah, that's
very
important. On the floor.
It didn't last very long.
Another American. Yeah, white thing on the floor, it gets dusty. The clean was not so clean. Up in there, it was washed every day, all that part of Baba's room. But not here.
In the beginning, this little building was there also.
It was always there, the same bathroom, everything. But that now this wall, half wall that you see, that is, it's a long story. When this house was being built, then I said, what material will be over, Baba, can they make this kind, whatever. Because no one is going to live in that room, not this room, and Elizabeth, yes, Elizabeth can have her own bathroom and her own, whatever it is, come out. And Norina, her bathroom also is there, that's been built. But her commode would be outside because it's a very small room, there's no space there. So this was a veranda, so they built a wall, and a wall this way, and there's a door to it, and tiny little room there where Norina's toilet used to be. So it was all very convenient that way. When this house was built, then it's convenient. Before that, I didn't know what they did.
Did that old bungalow look Something like this, it had tiles?
Exactly like this. Exactly. Red wall was not the half of that, you know? It doesn't reach up to the top. That was not that. That's all verandas. And so, much more light in the room.
Yeah.
Now the room has this less light because of this thing. But that room has become so useful to Gave. She puts all her medical magazines, this, that, all, you know, everything. She can dump it there, you see.
And the old house that was here, what did it look like? Did it have tiles?
This house?
Old one.
Yeah. Old one, now let me see, was had on the top it had tiles, but it didn't have this kind of tiles. You know that old kind of tiles, round
yes,
things? That kind of tile, but the roof was not so good. It had that kind, that trust office, and,
yeah.
You know, that white, material
yeah.
thing and so on, and inside the, what do you call it, the scrolling means the squirrels and the rats used to run the night and daytime and all the honey babies and all whatnot. It was too much. The marvelous, and then the walls were not strong, and there were cracks in the walls, so we stayed there for 3, 4, 5 years, I think. We went and came back and stayed here, went and came back and stayed here at that. And then one day Baba told us, 1948. And then 9 years with the year, so Baba said, we must have this house to build, not enough space and all that. How Baba knew that later on Baba's lovers will come. That little room would not be enough for you, and the narrow veranda. Very small. So we were very happy. So fine, the new house. It's about the new plan, how we wanted. So we went by the old plan, but old plan didn't have this big broad veranda, the drawing room. And somehow we made changes, but anyway, it turned out to be as we wanted to be, 2 big bedrooms and all that. And upstairs also, Baba's bedroom to be upstairs and all that. We planned and then Baba liked it. And so we started work, but don't ask me, we feel very, not upset, but I don't know what you say, because Baba did not leave anyone here to look after the place. So when they brought in wood and bricks and this, and they're all lying heaps here and heaps here because they're going to build. I don't know who found out, who saw this Parsi there, he used to take around some sense. He said that the villagers are stealing so much of your things, you know, all these things. Yeah, in those days they were following Baba. They were following Baba, and so what came, they just stole, and so on. But another bad thing was the person, what do you call it? Mortar, mortar, you know what mortar is, not cement, but chuna and reti is, what is it called? Gravel, fine, sand, chuna. And just right amount of water, and that you see in Mehrabad, one side, and the bullock go round and grind it. A huge, that thick, round, big stone, and that is very heavy. But these 2 bullocks take round and round and grind the thing, mix it up for it has to be just over a half an hour more to make it pakka, means real strong chuna to build a house. So this man with his bullocks offered a pot, he's going to make chuna, so of course everybody's very happy about him. So after, he said, it's in the daytime, I do my work and all, and the nighttime I'll make it ready, you know, with the school, and the bullocks won't be tired in the nighttime, it's a very nice time. Oh yes, fine, then they all said. So they left it to him, and everybody left the premises. Not a black dog even to look after the thing. What do you think? That's what this is saying. But what this man would do in front of everybody, he took turns, one, two, whatever. Everybody left the premise, nobody here. Within half an hour, he slept and the bullock slept. And that kacha chuna kacha, that was taken out to build the house. Now, how mean of them, they take the money and they don't do their job. It was very interesting. And the Parsi who stays there, you know, this Parsi's father was there. He was a very fine person, he loved Baba also. And he wanted to serve Baba in many ways, so this is the way to. He did was to come over and watch and keep an eye. And he found out that they were always sleeping and that they were not grinding what they should be doing. And so they were caught and then they were reprimanded. And then later they made the right kind of chuna maybe. Some places this is not done in right. Chuna is when you put a nail, steps and what is it? Lumps of chuna fall out because it's kacha, it's not pakka, it's not right, the chuna. And then that is cheat and to make a building like this is very dangerous.
Yeah,
risky. Well, these people, village people, they don't care.
Take just the money and then.
Yeah.
It's the same nowadays.
Hello, nowadays what it is? They've increased the price of everything. Yeah. But the things they make is small. Have you seen that?
That's true. Ah, yeah. A chocolate bar.
Yeah, everything, everything. Everything, I can't tell you what, everything. Everything with much change. Many hundreds and hundreds of cashew nut trees, plants, trees, like bushes, things like that. That's a couple trees, around bushes, big bushes, like that. And only the cashew nuts and all. You don't see the cashew. The inside, the fruit.
Yes.
And the outside is very lovely, and so when it's ripe, and people come and gather them, and they take somewhere, but, you know, I mean, you don't see them gathering them, but they're taken to some place, and there they shed, open it, and this and that. All the process is much work. Mm-hmm. And then the cashew nuts come out, but the cashew nuts also have skin on them, that fine skin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has a fine skin, yeah. And that skin also is to be taken off. So then the Baba took us to see, this very big room from here to there, and each woman seated with cashew nuts with skin on, and then nice little sharp or something here, and space here. But to put, after she's cleaned the shell, this thing, she put the ones that are broken, she puts separate, ones that are whole, unbroken, separate. The unbroken ones are to be sent to the west, you know, yeah. And the broken ones for the east.
Oh.
Yeah, this goes on, of course.
We
don't mind. Now we eat the cottage. But that also, it was very nice and not expensive. But now that is expensive. It was real fun to see all with heaps of cottage sitting all in a row. It was very lovely, the sight.
Do they have flowers?
Yes, certain kind of flowers. I don't remember. I've seen it, but a long time ago, I don't remember. It's kind of a fruit kind of thing that you can suck and eat outside things.
Yes.
Very nice.
It's very, very succulent.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah, and if you should eat the nut without it being roasted, you'll be blistered.
Yeah, so why? So hot.
I guess because of the chemicals in it.
Ah.
It's just natural. You know, like mangoes, if you get that juice on you, you get blisters.
Yeah.
That's
the same thing. Yeah. If the robins very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you move around, exercise, oh, it's okay. But what exercise do you have?
Because they say almonds contain cyanide.
Cyanide, eh? That's the bitter almond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's poison. Bitter almond, never eat bitter almond.
But a little,
you know, a bitter almond by mistake, if a parrot eats, it dies on the spot. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't eat, of course, it's bitter, mm-hmm. But it is said so.
Yes.
It's enough for it to kill a parrot. But not enough for it to kill us, but it's not nice to eat. Who likes a bitter almond? Awful. That flavor also is, you feel aversion to it, you know.
Peanuts,
yes. Peanuts, yes. When the rains are good and all that, the villagers bring in some peanuts with them. And that much money and we between us, the peanuts gets finished very quickly. Yeah, I like peanuts, shell them and eat them one by one. They're baked, roasted, and then you shell them, then they're digestible. But all the peanuts are shelled and like that, you know, ready? And so much at in one time, it tastes overnight. That you feel heavy. Not nice. Because it's warm climate, you don't digest it so well.
Chicken,
yes, peanuts, chicken, so nice. All this, you know, going up to Bombay, and Pune also, you get it. But going to Bombay, there's one station, what is it called?
Lonavala
also, and there's one other place. And there's special, fresh and good chicken glass cases and on the head carries.
What's chicken?
Brown sugar, mixed, like toffee.
Candy,
like toffee, and inside is, what is it, peanuts? Otherwise, some other kind of nuts.
Like
also, something else. Rasgira, do you know rasgira? It's from a spinach seeds. That is very light and lovely. It's nice in the mouth, very lovely. And some are made of puff rice. Oh, I said, all the rest don't bother me. But I used to buy it. Chicken all the time. Sitting near the window, I love traveling with rain. And rain falling, you know. Khandala, you know, Khandala, where the train goes near the mountainside. The rain hit, the light rain, not very heavy, hit the wall of the, what do you call this, mountain.
Mm-hmm.
The train is so near it. So near, yet just 2 feet away. Hit there, and then space comes. Ice cold on the face. Oh, I think that was the nice to put my head on the window. Get all nice cold water. Eat the chicken. That I love going to Bombay. And Bombay was very nice. Why? Because mother took me to the cinema. And here we never saw cinema. Very far away and schooling and all that. Okay, such a cinema. We did go. Then we went to our aunt's place. There are my cousins all, they got together and took a children, they were 9, 10, 11 children. After that, we didn't go much to cinema. Only when we came to Baba, we went to cinema. But before that, we had to do our lessons, practice piano, go for the piano exam, then theory, piano theory, go for piano theory, and Saturday we cut off, you know, I had to go on Saturdays also to school to learn piano theory. It was too much for me, but somehow I pushed through, you know, I was a very bright student, so I had to work hard. Yeah, bright means remember and memory, you know, is very difficult, but I somehow.
Do you remember to play the piano?
Yeah, no, I've forgotten every bit.
So much hard work and you forgot?
Yeah, I gave one exam, junior exam, I passed through it, but now I don't even know about the scales also and everything. Hmm. But when I came in the examination room, you know, it was held at St. Mary's, where they're all European girls. They don't take other, only all white girls. So it's a very grand school, you know, so they have a very grand, call it drawing room, whatever you call it, lovely big room. It's very big and has a grand piano and all that. So the special examiner from England, he comes now. His name also I remember, European. He came. And all the girls, and he didn't say, nobody can see him. But they all come in buses and all, with music books and all, to give this exam and all that. So of course, we were, what do you call inside? Like, yeah. But when we said, standing with the nuns around, you know, those poor girls separate, we have a bunch of school separate, they were. So then that is. So, each girl used to be very nervous. Said, please, you go to bathroom. I never want to go to bathroom. But when I came in the room, when I saw this person sitting at the piano smiling at me, oh, I became so nervous. And it's not a good sign to be nervous, yeah. That we don't like. So we've got much marks of being nervous.
Nervous
Yeah. You have to be brave to play the piano. You have to, because you have audience to hear you, then you have to have that. You must be nervous. So nervousness is that much of my marks. So there's a big pass, but more higher marks, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, I'm not going to do it. After that, I didn't want to go for an exam, but my sister would want me to go and learn further. But that was practicing for intermediate. At that time, my sister left school, she finished her senior cadet and whatnot. So there wasn't in those days, women didn't go out to work, they didn't want to become doctor or whatever, they would become typist and different. My sister, anyway, we didn't need to do jobs and all that. So, she wanted me to go to school, but a convent school was so far away from where we stayed now. It was 1 mile here, then 2 and 3 miles, I think. Walk 3 miles to the convent and back again, with me. And I going alone there, my mother and my sister didn't like it also. And so we changed our school, which was nearby, St. Helena's. The St. Helena school was very nice, I liked it, you know. They had guiding there and then, you know. But the only thing was I had to give up my learning piano, I was very happy about that. Why? Because the one who came to teach me in that school, piano was not very important. In convent school, piano was very, very advanced, you know, like that. Every room had pianos, every practice had piano. Here, there, girls practicing there. And as soon as the bell rang for recess time, then this girl rushes to do her piano. Practicing all that, because at home they don't have pianos. Okay. You know, we had at home pianos, so we didn't go for the school piano. Anyway, they're everywhere. Some pianos, they dumb pianos also to from Venus rather finger exercise and whatnot. Yeah. Anyway, what I want to say is, I forget what I want to say.
Well, why you quit? Because
in St. Helena school, then I had to continue to learn piano. All right, go up for my intermediate, so I was practicing and I was getting on with it. But the one who, so in St. Helena school, piano was not so, what do you call it?
Popular.
Not so popular, not, no girls learning piano, just I and maybe another girl, just two of us. So there was not many pianos, so just one piano somewhere, and one in the principal's room, I think. So this person who came to teach me was a gentleman, he's an Englishman, would you believe? And the common, we have women to teach us, you know. Like, all right, this man came along, his suit and whatever. And he, but I played in the whiskey to me, said, look, and then I turned down, there was a smell of alcohol.
Oh,
it was awful. I said, Baba, so I put up his 1 day, maybe 2 days. The third day, I could not say, I said, Mommy, mad to, I mean, I told my friend, my sister, my mother didn't care if I learned or not, but my sister wanted me to. So I told my sister, yes, I'm not going to learn piano, and I'm not going to learn, I will not, I'm going to throw all the books out. I know my wife. I said, no, this person is drinking, he's opening his mouth, awful smell. I can't stand it, Baba. So this is near drunken person at the door for him. What is it? Can you teach me often? That's it all. So from that day I left piano. It's been gone all. Forgotten. So what is it? Yeah. But my best music instrument, you call it piano. I like piano.
Favorite. You like
to listen to it? My favorite, I like it. But guitar, all that sound very nice. And very good. Beautiful. But somehow I like piano. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a grand piano. And you know, it's all my imagination, huh?
Yeah.
And I have a beautiful lady sitting at the grand piano. And, you know, the picture attracts me very much. Yeah.
Do you have a way to listen to it here? Do you listen? Is there a tape?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's good in my mind. The radio. Not tape, but radio. Radio. And Baba had breakfast, you know. And then maybe I went to the bathroom. I don't know where I went. Just for 5 minutes or 3 minutes. Everyone there. Then the program of piano would come, you know, someone playing grand, very beautiful piano on the radio. So, Baba said, "Where's there? Call me up quickly." Baba said, "This piano is playing." Baba said, "Call me quickly." There was something there. Baba said, "What is the piano on the radio program?" I said, "I'm coming, wash my hands." Yes. And I would rush and then I would come to hear the last half of it, but very loud. Isn't it nice? He said, "I knew it was like that." Every time in piano, Baba would call me. Most of the time I was there, but sometimes from the days, they called my name and this piano. That was so sweet, you know. But every Friday, you know, on the radio, it's very wonderful. Prayers would be said in every different faith. Christian prayer, just short, then the rest in prayer, the priest said very short, very beautiful. And then there was a Hindu, that is Sanskrit. Sanskrit is fourth kind of prayer, very modern. And it sounds so beautiful. It sounds very nice and really but only gentle here and also. I like it very much. Like, every Friday, 8 o'clock, I think it was. This was that. Then the songs and all the other things. The cover song, yeah, but it did not come very easily. It means not often. By chance, we got the covering. Oh, this covering is so wonderful. So. But once the Kavali came, the song came, and then Baba had to leave after breakfast and wash and all this and that, and he had to leave for the Monday. He was there just for 2 minutes, and then Kavali came. And Baba said, "Look now, there's no time," and the Kavali came just now. I said, "Come on, Baba, we see that you hear the thing." So then Baba started to walk out. I told him, "Okay, you carry the radio behind Baba." So the radio with the Kavali song and it's falling Baba. So Baba holding my hand, we both come on, and Baba walking with the radio. She put the radio on the wall, and Baba seated here. By the time the garden boys and the other boys come to take Baba's chairs to carry him to the thing, and that's not much. That time Baba was not walking. So I would hear the Kavali song also by the time the servants came in. So I said, "My husband, Gavir, now the song is finished." So with the chair, Gavir was walking with the radio. And the song going on is so sweet, and Baba and hearing Baba like this. And then she put it on the table there, and it lasted quite for some time, and then the song, Baba heard the old song. We saw that Baba heard the old song. Baba loves Kavali. Why not? Do our best to. So we had this idea, so Baba also enjoyed it. So it used to come very late sometimes. 8:45, Baba can be by the time. But Baba night. What is it? Women. Women, he had records also, but what is it? Pakistan. Pakistan, women, beautiful voices. And I saw God. So Baba went away, Pakistan. That is when he was having breakfast and tea, but then shaving, the electric shaver, gargargargar sound. Baba had to make Gavir stop it. So Gavir was there to play the radio, and I was attendant Baba. Then man had to type and come and go. She had to come and go, ask Baba something, sit and be seated for a little while, and again she had to come and go. And then Nadia cooked in the kitchen, of course, and she'd come up to ask Baba something, or what he would like to have, or maybe something. Just come and go once, twice, and Nehru would come and go because she had to do bring hot water to Baba to wash his face or something. Rano would have a better plate, so she would be there having breakfast eventually. But Gavir would play in the radio for Baba. And so Baba would hear all the lovely songs. But this one young woman, we call her young, you know, that time she's from Pakistan. No, she's an Indian. It's a beautiful voice she has. Yeah. Very beautiful. Why should she come to Baba? She's rolling in money, you have no idea. For one song, 1,000 rupees.
She went to England.
Oh, England, Canada, everywhere she goes. but now he's like a little bit around already.
He is. This is what I'm going to sing. She went to start to sing. She sang in a very beautiful, medium voice. And her voice is really beautiful. There's dub in it. And very beautiful style. Very beautiful voice. Yeah. That's what I mean. Others have finer voices, but that certain thing doesn't fit in her voice. Mama liked her voice. And now she was backstage singer. Cinema people took her as a backstage singer, just beautiful voice. And why not the heroine in the film have her singing as if the heroine singing a beautiful voice? All right, you do it for one film, you do it for two films. Every film, Lata Mangeshkar, what is this? Everybody got started getting fed up with her voice. And it's big on why she sang too high. The people of the, what do you call them, authorities of the cinema, they wanted her to sing high notes. She sang high notes. But who liked her to sing high notes? We didn't. That spoiled the whole thing. Baba also said, Lata Mangeshkar, fine. But then he starts laughing, but enough. That high Baba doesn't like. It is a real pity, but then I would love to hear her sing, but she spoiled it all by singing too high. Mm-hmm. She took these high notes very beautifully. But very beautiful song. It's very beautiful. She had her voice matches with Muhammad Rafiq, who is dead now, not some time ago. For years as a Mormon, he was very popular as a singer, backstage singer, as well as cover singing and other songs. And he sang Hindu songs also, you know? Bhajans, he's what do you call it? A devotional song. He being a Mormon, he was a fine person. He was very young. You can see that. Now, just 2 months ago or 3 months ago. And so, Pakistan, they held some kind of honor, yeah. And they had his songs all the time on the radio. And I don't know what all they did. I wasn't there. But here they did also some. In his honor. He was a Muhammad Rafi, but he was a Muslim. But he was a very fine singer, and he always sang every song, whatever song he had. Like Lata Mangeshkar, very popular, and backstage singer as well, like his ordinary songs also, a devotion song and all that. Gad. We call it Ritter. Gad was nice. What's her name? Haynes. Wendy. A little bit like Wendy. But Wendy has even better style. Much, very, very like that, Wendy. Height and... Babe of Wendy. Making a name, new name, Wendy. Babe of Wendy. You from Australia, aren't you?
Yeah.
And your name is Gad?
Yeah.
What does Gad mean?
I don't know. It's
a Norwegian name. Norwegian name. Your mother gave you this name?
My father.
Yeah?
He was in the Navy and he met a girl in the long time.
Dad.
I don't know. How
to get
to
you? Ask your father what he means.
He doesn't know.
No, and you don't know. And nobody knows all that. Shall we change your name? She was cute as a child, as a girl, but I mean, as a child, how old are I don't know. But after that, I think she was not popular after that.
No, I think she's an American ambassador now.
To where?
To one of the African countries.
Oh,
Shirley Temple Black.
Oh,
is
she?
Shirley Temple Black.
Oh,
black?
Yeah.
My husband's name.
Oh, full. Yeah. Blake. Yeah, very black and white.
She's the ambassador to Ghana in West Africa.
Ghana
is the country that Rob and I met when we were just children.
Ah, where is Ghana actually? North Africa?
No, on the West Coast.
In rural,
it's so significant that Baba was a Persian subject, and Baba went to Iran so many times.
Yeah, but he's Western.
No, his father was from Persia. Yeah, yeah, there's connections.
Connection, yeah, but it's Western.
Yeah, but now that country is all
like this. That's the working point you put it there, that his father was born. Working point means from there everything started, you know, the flame you may call it, or the sparks, or whatever you may call it. And so if the war starts in the east, but it will also, peace will be declared in the east, but the message of love will come from the west. Because the message of love, Baba took from India to the west. See how many your young ones love? That is, you come to know that Baba has given so much there, he's taken that message of love, whatever it is. And then, it is then also, but east will get it back through the west. North of Ireland or north of somewhere, or Alaska.
Iceland. The plane stopped.
Plane stopped, but I don't know. I must ask Mingo.
Oh, maybe Nova Scotia.
There is under the ice. There's ice on the ground, and it got down. It's terrific cold and all that. Italy also very, very cold, but this was extra cold. There was snow on the night, but had thawed and was now cleaning up. But we were young, so we could bear that. The cold, whatever. No, I don't know what I would have done.
Huh? Did you get down?
Yeah, get down, because the airplane, the people come and then you go to the aerodrome where they have shops and a place where you can rest and drink. I don't want to drink. Anyways, we are not getting there and then straight. You know, I'm really enjoying what I want to say. Yeah, we saw some shops, you know, the Italian. Yes, somewhere it was.